Hi, my name is Rosemarie Schlosserick. It used to be Beely. And I was born in Richmond, and my birth certificate says Lulu Island. My parents came from back east because they couldn't find any work back there, so they decided to come to Vancouver, and they landed in Richmond. And they bought 4 acres of property, and they used it for farming, and they had raspberries, potatoes. They worked really hard because they had to borrow money. They wanted to build a house. They first stayed on Williams Road, not far from where we live now. And I was born there in 1942. And then they moved to Moncton Road and my dad built a house there. But on the property, they bought 4 acres, but they had to sell off 3 because it was too expensive. There was a chicken coop on there. And so when they moved out of the apartment that they lived in, they moved into the chicken coop. My dad had to fix it up. He built a table and chair for $5. So then they wanted to pay off everything. So they borrowed money from their neighbors, which is unusual now. You can't just borrow money. One was for $100, one was for $300, one was for $400. Took them a year and they paid all their debts back. Well, when my dad built the house, he built it himself. It took him 2 years to build it. There were so many nails in it that it took him 10 hours to knock the house down because it was so solid. So then when they finally did finish building the house, we had nothing but people coming over, staying over. I would go to bed at night and then I'd wake up in the morning with between 2 Chesterfield chairs because they had taken my bed away from me, which was fine, but always people around us. Neighbors were fantastic, and then after a while my dad lost his job, so then he decided to go to be a fisherman. So he fished for about 10 years, I think it was, and the last time he was in the boat, and thank goodness he was outside because the boat blew up. He landed in the water, but my cousin, he was a fisherman too, and he wasn't far away, and he rescued him. So when my dad came home, he said, that's it, no more fishing for me, because he couldn't swim either. So he started a little business of lawnmower sharpening, which he did till he couldn't do it anymore. With myself, with growing up, it was really nice in Richmond. On my birth certificate, like I said, it says Lulu Island, and I'm sorry they changed it. But there was fields all around, so you never were in the house. It was always outside playing and having a good time. You didn't worry about anybody. We never locked the doors. You just didn't do that. The neighbors were all there, and they were the best kind you could have. We used to go down to No. 2 Beach and swim there, but that was okay. I used to go with my cousin. And Steveston actually was the bigger town in Richmond at that time. It had a theater, it was called the Steva, and it had lots of shops for fishermen because Steveston used to be a fishing area. All you had there. That's what people did, and lots of shops for that. And then the Steva just stopped because Brickhouse was the one that was starting to get bigger. So, and then they had a bowling alley. I remember an A&W where you would go and you would get your drinks or whatever in your car, and they used to wear roller skates. I loved that. We used to love going there. And then there was, when I was younger again, there was a place on No. 2 and Francis, I think it was. And it was like an empty lot. And then I'm not sure if they had like a platform there or not, but people used to come there to have fun. And people that could play instruments would start playing music and there would be dancing. But that was, as kids, we loved it. You know, you're bouncing around with everybody. So it was good. When they finally finished my mom and dad's house, there was no such thing as a fridge. You had an ice box. So we had an iceman, and as kids we used to love it because he'd come in with this big block of ice over his shoulder, taking it in the house, and then we'd come back and he'd chip off some ice for us, and as kids we loved it. It was like our pop and ice cream in those days. You didn't have pop and ice cream, really. You were lucky if you got an orange. So when I got to age of going to school, I went to Lord Byng in Steveston from 1 to 6, and I played baseball there. I was pitcher. And I got hit in the stomach And then I fell and I broke my foot. So that was the end of my career. So then I went to Cambie from 7 to 8. And I had to take the tram because it was quite far away from where we lived. We lived on Moncton, right? So that was fun. The tram I know used to go all the way down to the roundhouse in Vancouver. I don't remember as a kid, but I heard. And then it went to Marple. That's when I used to take it. It would go to Marple. And there used to be the first racetrack, I'm sure, in Richmond. I loved it. It looked like a southern plantation. It had lattice work and flowers all over it. It was beautiful. I just loved it. But I never got to go in. So then I went to Cambie Junior High from seven to grade 8. And then I went to grade 9 and Steveston Junior High just opened. It was the first year it opened, and that's where I went. Played basketball, and we had a great teacher. She loved us. She was very young, I think. We thought she was old, but she was young. I'm sure she was only like 20. And they decided to take us downtown for Japanese or Chinese food. So they split up between her boyfriend and us. They were a little naughty, but in the time then, there was much traffic. And the two of them were sort of racing back and forth, you know, making us feel fun. That was not probably proper, but we enjoyed it. So then when I went to Lord Bingham, I had a school bus, but my brother had to hoof it there all the time. But anyway, he was okay. He managed. There actually was more than 3 canneries, but that's the only ones I know is 3. But I worked in one. My neighbor next door, he worked at the cannery, and he got me a job. I think he got rid of one of the girls so I could get the job. It was an easy job. It was in the can loft. So I worked there between grade 11 and 12, I think it was. And then finally graduated in 1960, and I got a job downtown and had to take too many buses, so I bought a car, and we had a lot of fun. It was a little convertible. And then I met my future husband there, working across the road. We married in 1962, and we had plans that we would wait 2 years, go to Germany, where my husband was from, but things happened, and we had a son in 1963. And then in 1966, we had another son, and then 68, our third son. So it was a lot of work then. But we have gone to Mexico and boat cruises and all that. Now my son got married in 1990, and they had 2 granddaughters, and I am so pleased. But Richmond was a wonderful place to bring up children. It was wonderful for me, and even for our boys. They still had fields to play in, and there was no computers and everything like that to distract them like there is today. Anyway, I'm so glad I lived in Richmond. I've lived here all my life, and I would never change it for anything in the world.